It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California lawmakers are expediting three bills in order to shield immigrants from deportation after the election of President Donald Trump. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento that the third bill passed through its initial committee Tuesday.
This bill would make state-funded immigration attorneys available for public defenders to consult with. Angie Junk of the Immigration Legal Resource Center said it's a complex area of law that not all defenders are prepared for. Even residents with visas can face deportation after accepting a plea deal on a misdemeanor charge.
It's very hard to keep up with it, and so we feel that there is a great need across the state to be able to resource public defenders who have high-volume caseloads to be able to understand the law and effectively advise their clients.
The measure doesn't yet specify a funding level, but it passed its first vote without opposition. The committee's two Republicans did not vote. The immigration bill is also one of three that Democratic leaders are fast-tracking after President Trump's election. The other two began advancing through the state Senate last week. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
A group of Republican state lawmakers and Northern California water agencies are pushing for an end to statewide drought restrictions given the wet winter. The State Water Resources Control Board is meeting today to vote on extending emergency regulations. State Senator Jim Nielsen is from Tehama County. He says the board indicates it wants to extend enforcement authority indefinitely by making drought preparations a way of life.
And that's all right with me, but I expect that enforcement authorities to come through the legislature. And as long as this is an emergency call of the governor, these agencies can proceed without going through, in many cases, the Office of Administrative Law even.
Without approval by the board, the current statewide emergency regulations will expire at the end of this month. Water Board staff recommends extending the regulations until an assessment of the water supply is done in April or May. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. We welcome your comments always at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.